Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Welcome to a Tuesday night edition of The Preacher and the Miracle Man. I'm your host for tonight, The Miracle Man. On this Tuesday, May 1st, 2018. And what a beautiful May 1st it has been outside today here in the mid-Michigan area. Very warm for this time of year. Here where I'm at in Midland, we hit 84 degrees today. Winds have picked up. They're gusting at a wind speed of 15 to 25 miles an hour right now. Humidity has been low all day. We haven't really gotten rain in the last week and a half. So mainly because of the low humidity the very low relative humidity combined with the high winds, it is recommended that you do not burn. So please, no fires tonight. We have a red flag warning for all of Southeast Michigan. That includes Midland County, Bay County, Saginaw County, and then the some counties like Sanilac, and then it includes Flint, Genesee County, down into the greater Ann Arbor and Detroit areas. So Livingston County, Macomb County, Oakland, Washtenaw, and Wayne counties, all covered by this red flag. I just thought I'd let you know of this in case there's someone who has an idea that, oh, that wind out there is not really going to affect it if I try to start a bonfire. Well, it will affect it. It will make that fire spread a lot faster than it otherwise would. So even though it's very nice out tonight, I'd suggest finding another night if you really want a bonfire. Like maybe Friday night or Saturday night, because it's supposed to be nicer this weekend again. But not tonight. So, it's glad to be with you. Glad you could join us, wherever you may be, however you may be accessing the show. And we're so glad you could join us, as I am here at McDonald's at 1711 South Saginaw Road, across from a Kmart. I'm northwest of an Admiral gas station, and I'm southeast of a Disability Network of Mid-Michigan office. And I did happen to have today an ice cream cone from McDonald's. I did not get me a McFlurry or anything like that. I just wanted the cone. I figured, it's a little warm out, and I love the warmth, but at the same time, it'd be nice to kind of get me a little cool me down, because we hit 84 degrees today after hitting 70 yesterday, and this is really the first time this year, aside from April 12th, Thursday, April 12th, that day we got up to like 68, so that was close to 70. So, but
today, I'm sorry, but sorry about that extra noise. But today, folks, that 84 degrees, 70 to 84, that's quite a big difference on the body. But, of course, I was prepared. And what made it a lot easier, of course, was that the humidity was low. Now, though I do love warm weather a lot, I'm just aware that when you have quick, drastic changes in temperature without easing into it, it can kind of get to you a little bit. I'm not saying like it'll make you sick or nothing necessarily, but some people it could. Others it might just maybe feel a few degrees warmer than it actually is, even though we don't have a heat index right now. As I had earlier said, that it was 84, but the feels like was actually 82. But anyhow, beautiful day. Loved it. Tomorrow, the forecast is calling for a bit more clouds with a 40% chance of a rain shower and highs in the upper 70s. Thursday, a bit more in the way of rain, high in the upper 60s. And keep in mind, this is still spring, and we're trying to get everything to grow. So, since it hasn't rained in a while, yes, I will let Mother Nature give us a bit of rain for once. And then Friday, we get back into, after some morning showers, into a more sunny groove. Friday's high will be around 70. Saturday in the should be in like the mid 60s, and then Sunday in the upper 60s. I've been talking about the weather, so I just figured I'd let you guys know what is predicted for the rest of the week. As spring is finally upon us here in Michigan, hallelujah. Along with in the rest of America, even in places where they don't want it yet, like further south, like South Georgia, Florida, certain places that are right next to the Gulf where they might dread summer because it's so humid in the summer. But right now, generally, it's a bit more beautiful. Because I've been to Florida in early May. And it was actually really nice. Not humid at all. It was beautiful. Went to Tampa Bay / Lakeland area. And then we had went to Universal Studios in Orlando. Now keep in mind, this was back in 2008. But it was beautiful outside. Fantastic. So, you may be asking now, so Miracle Man, what's your plan for tonight? For the show? Well, here's the plan for tonight's show. I told you tonight that we were going to read about in Numbers chapter 14 about the Israelites rebelling against Moses and Aaron in regard to the promised land. And so that is what I'm going to do. That's what part of what I'm going to We're also going to read, as we normally do, Hebrews 11 of Hebrews 12, as we normally do. After we do that, we do the reading, I will exhort based on what God's put in my heart. Whatever God puts in my heart from the reading. And then after that, we have a Tigers update from last night. And I got some news on Daniel North that is not what I was hoping to hear as far as that injury, but I'm still going to do what the media person should do and tell the story the way it's supposed to be told. And so, talk about that a little bit. We got a little bit of hockey, a little bit of basketball. And so, I'm going to talk also a little bit about the Lions in the draft, as far as why I think they chose more offensive guys than defensive guys. And we're going to discuss that a little bit when the time comes. Before I do that, I will first introduce. No, I do have an announcement to make first before I do any of that. And I'm going to announce to you that on May 5th, Cedar Point opens for the season. Yeah. For those of you who know, and we're listening to the show back last September. Last September, I did go to Cedar Point and went on many of the world's biggest coasters that are available at that park. And we had a blast and told you a little bit about it on the Monday after that trip. And so, what's new this year at Cedar Point is a new wooden/steel mix coaster. It is called Steel Vengeance. It is right where Mean Street used to be. It still is partially wooden, but it's supposed to be a lot smoother than the old ride was. Top speed is 70 miles an hour. Height of about 180 feet, I believe. Lots of air time. And I will possibly be going in like late June or so. So that will be an important ride. Also, Chick-fil-A is now back at Cedar Point after a one-year hiatus. I'm glad they're back because Chick-fil-A is just a wonderful Christian business. They totally believe in God. That's part of why they're closed on Sunday, even in the malls. And I've been to some of those malls that have Chick-fil-A's in them. And a lot of times, if there's a Chick-fil-A in the mall, when they're at mealtime, that's where I choose to eat is Chick-fil-A. Because here's what I would say. You love God, and you love a nice crispy chicken sandwich, go check out Chick-fil-A. Now, here in Michigan, unfortunately right now, we don't have that many locations yet. There are several more, though, on the Grand Rapids side of the state, and then as well as in Lansing. But on this side, there's one at Oakland University in Auburn Hills, as well as one in Troy in the Somerset Collection. Which is one of the biggest malls here in this state. And Chick-fil-A does way more sales per restaurant than most other fast food franchise places do. They say it's $4 million a year per store that Chick-fil-A does, which is just remarkable. And great place. Yes, you can get your Coca-Cola fix at Chick-fil-A. I believe, Preacher Man, I believe you can get your Dr. Pepper there. I believe you can get your Dr. Pepper. I don't know. But I will say this. Preacher Man, if you're listening, my Coke is way better than your Dr. Pepper. Doesn't even compare. My Coke is out of this world. To me, your Dr. Pepper is good. But not in comparison to the Coca-Cola, as my Coke wins every time. And so, Cedar Point is just awesome. It's cool to get to have one of the world's best seasonal amusement parks within a 4-hour drive. Really is cool. And so, I'm likely going to go there this summer to Cedar Point, America's Rock and Roller Coast, and so I just thought I'd let you know about that. Now, into the business of conducting the show, those of you who have listened to the show for a long time, just bear with me for just a second. Those of you who have family, friends, relatives that are interested in the show, if you've been talking about it, which I strongly advise you to do, please share this show. Please share it. Share it on Facebook. Share it on Twitter. Share it on Instagram. All the social sites. Let people know. You know, come listen. Go online to blogtalkradio.com. Listen to The Preacher and the Miracle Man. It's an awesome show. We do faith, fun, and sports. And in the fall, we say faith, fun, football, but we're not in the fall yet. We're in spring right now. So I don't want to look ahead to fall, which then leads to winter. No. Still looking forward, but not that forward. Not that far ahead. You know? Other than like the NFL draft won't happen. But you got friends and family or interested in listening to the show, here's what you tell them. This is the how to listen to the Preacher and the Miracle Man. Okay, here's what you would tell them. Go to blogtalkradio.com. Okay, that's all one word. That is blogtalkradio.com. And then you'll see a search bar. In the search bar, you type in Upfront Entertainment. And then after you do that, there'll be a link right there. And the link will be to our channel, which is called Living Large. And we've done over 130 episodes now. Me and Mr. Preacher Man. Although lately Mr. Preacher Man hasn't been with us as much. But praise God, I'm still running the fort. And I feel like you're still in good hands. As a matter of fact, I know you're still in good hands because I'm doing a good job. Praise God, we've done over 130 shows, and we've been doing it for 9 months now, and it's been awesome. And all the episodes that we've done, they're all archived on the website. You can go back and listen to them. You can listen to them while you're at home. You can listen to them while you're driving, like on the way to work or something, taking the kids to baseball games, t-ball, softball, whatever they happen to be in right now, track practice. Maybe if it's just a practice and not a game, you could just be sitting out there in your car listening to either the current episode or to previous episodes of The Preacher and the Miracle Man, talking the Word of God, talking about sports. But it's so cool. It's all archived. And here's something we really encourage you to do, follow button. Because here's what's going to happen when you hit the follow button. When you hit the follow button, you'll get notified every time we get ready to do a show. So, for example, tomorrow night at 6:30, we're going to do another show here from this McDonald's. And then next week, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, same thing. We're going to do the show here at McDonald's. That's the way, and that's how we do this. That's just how we do it. We generally do our shows on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. And right now, we're starting at 6:30 p.m., and we're generally going until somewhere between 7:45 and 8 p.m. Just to let you know as far as what times you can join us live. In addition, we have a telephone number that you can call us at, and generally, we can talk about whatever you want to talk about. We can talk about the weather. We can talk about faith in God, the Word of God. We can talk about sports. Basically, whatever. And we have a telephone number that you can call us at and be a part of the show. And you can contribute and give me your opinion. Let me know what you're thinking about the show. Am I doing good? Am I doing something bad? As it's always great to hear feedback. And so, the telephone number that you can call us at, let me tell you something before I give that phone number. The Lord just told me to remind all you folks who are listening that we do pray on the show. If you need prayer for anything, prayer for a loved one, prayer for yourself, maybe you need prayer because you're just having a bad day. Whatever you need is, God wants to help you with it. And if you need some prayer, please call into the show. I'll be more than happy to pray with you live on the air. And we believe in faith. We believe in prayer. We believe in miracles. We believe in Jesus. Hallelujah. And that telephone number that you can call us up at is area code 215-383-3810. Once again, that telephone number is area code 215-383-3810. And then you listen for the prompts. You listen for the prompts. And then when prompted to do so, you'll say, like, to call into the show, press 1. Then you press 1. And then you go through my assistant, Josh, sitting over there. He'll answer the phone and say, "How do you?" And we'll just make sure it's all good. And then you'll get on the air and we can talk. Now, we do have two guidelines that we ask you to help us with by following. I remind you of these all the time because I want to make sure that everyone's on the same page and that we do enforce these. Number one, this show is not a political talk show. There are other good political talk shows that you can call in and talk to. That pause that I just had right there is because it was God basically telling me that we should pray for America right now. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for this country. I thank you, Lord, for the leaders of this country. I thank you for our president. I thank you that you blessed him. You bless his family. Thank you for what is being done in this country through you. Thank you, Lord God, that this country will continue to turn back towards you. And I pray, Lord God, that those who continue to run away from you, they'll turn back to you, Lord God. I pray over our Supreme Court, Lord God. I pray over the other judges of this nation. I claim, Lord God, that they would make decisions based on you and how you would see them, as opposed to their own principles of, here's what I would do, here's what I would do, I was raised this way, so here's what I believe. This is that I was raised this other way, but that was old fashioned, so I think this now. It's going to be based on you, Lord. In your name we pray. And I thank you, Lord, for this great country. In Jesus' name. And thank you for how we're dealing with foreign affairs. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, as I was saying before I got interrupted, there are talk shows like Laura Ingraham, Glenn Beck, Rush Limbaugh, you can call in and talk to about, you know, how you feel, you know, about this country, how you feel, you know, talk about political issues with them. This is not one of those shows. This show, we believe in, we are geared more towards faith and some fun stuff and sports. And then whatever else you want to bring to the table, as long as it's not politics. And two things are going to happen if you call in to talk about politics. You want to talk about politics. Thing number one is that we're going to tell you to pray for your leaders, for our leaders in this country. The Bible tells us to pray for those who have authority over us. Vice President, President, Governor, City Council, your Mayor, your City Council, based on what ward you live in the city, and you should know who these people are. You should know who's on your Board of Education. If you don't know, you need to find out. And you need to pray for them. And the Bible says to pray for those who have authority over us. That includes our police. And that includes other things. Praise God. And I'm going to tell you to pray. I'm also going to tell you to go vote. Because voting is a great way to let the president know, let your lawmakers know, the congressmen, you know, let them know, let your governor know, by voting in the ballot box, that's your way of telling them whether you're for them or against them. And if you live in a state where your governor, for example, this year, let's say you live in a state where your governor's term limited, so we can't run again. If you vote for someone like who was just in, letting the one who was just in know that you did a good job, and that the next person is going to come in if enough people vote for them. But in this country, voting is important. And we always say every vote counts. Not really as important. It's a great way to get your voice heard. But we always say you should vote Bible. You should vote based on God, not just vote based on, you know, your pocketbook, what's going to happen with my income tax. We'll say this person wants to lower my taxes. Well, saying it is everywhere, that it would always be this way, but like, yeah, but what if that person is for contraceptives and all this other bad stuff? So that's why we should vote Bible first. Vote Bible first. And that is enough politics for tonight. Thank you, Jesus. The other quick rule, I will be much shorter in explaining this one, is that this show is a family show. And so it's also, more importantly, a Christian show. And we want it to be a show that God uses and that God is proud of. So we ask you to keep the program appropriate, keep it decent for all ages to be able to come on and listen. And we always say, if you wouldn't say certain things to Jesus, please do not come on this program and say it. But that doesn't mean that you cannot call in and talk about sports, talk about food, talk about some other fun things. No, I'd love to talk about that. So, I love doing it. But we just want to keep it clean and keep your filter on. And so, with that, if we can follow the rules tonight together, then we can have a wonderful program. We can take some phone calls, hopefully. Then we can just have a great evening. And so with that, I will begin with my initial word of prayer for the show. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for tonight's show. I thank you, Lord, for these people who have joined on this program to listen. I thank you, Lord, that these people have come on, Lord, to listen to you. I mean, to listen to me, the Miracle Man. Talk about you, Jesus. Talk about the great things you've done. Talk about the Word of God, reading the Word of God, hearing what the Word of God says. And yes, give a spanking once in a while. And thank you, Lord God, that you bless me, anoint my lips tonight. And I thank you, Lord God, that you also bless those who are listening to the show, that you bless them to receive of your word this evening. Bless the show, God. Pray, Lord God, that the show will continue to go forth. People will find out about it. More people will listen. That the audience will grow and grow and grow and grow by leaps and bounds, double, triple, quadruple. Huge increase. I thank you, Lord God, that more importantly than that, though, we will win souls for you, Jesus. I will win souls for you on this program. I thank you, Lord God, that money comes into this program. I thank you that new equipment comes into this program. And I thank you, Lord, that sponsors coming onto this program, great sponsors who want to see the word go forth, who want to help me take on this task. And I thank you, Lord God, that You are with us. And I just thank you that. You'll be with me as we read your word tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, if you got your Bible, just repeat this after me. This is my Bible. I can do what it says I can do. No, excuse me. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I can do what it says I can do. And I can have what it says I can have. In Jesus' name. Amen. Now, let's open our Bibles, please, to the book of Numbers, chapter 14. Praise God, Numbers chapter 14. And then you can put a bookmark in Hebrews 11, as that's where we're going to go after we read Numbers 14. Follow along with us. So, briefly, what I've been saying a lot lately is generally when I open the Word, you open the Word and study along with me. If I sing in a song, you sing along, you know the words. You know, of course, the song unto the Lord, that is. The song unto the Lord. And then if I pray, you pray. And I'm even talking about before we even open the Bible. If I'm just doing kind of the introduction and God interrupts me and wants me to pray, then feel free to just join on and pray along. Because I know that God wanted me to do that. What I did, that's why I did it. Because it was on my heart and it gripped me. And so, whatever I do here at McDonald's, you do where you are for the next little while. And let's study. I better get going. I think some people have eaten me. So, to Numbers 14. So, I better get going. Okay, it's not about who can get there faster, but it's fun. So, we're going to begin reading here in verse 1. That night, all of the people of the community raised their voices and wept aloud. All the Israelites grumbled against Moses and Aaron. And the whole assembly said to them, "If only we had died in Egypt or in this desert. Why is the Lord bringing us to this land only to let us fail by the sword? Our wives and children will be taken for plunder. Won't it be better for us to go back to Egypt?" And they said to each other, "We should choose a leader and go back to Egypt." Oh, then Moses and Aaron fell face down in front of the whole Israelite assembly gathered there. And Joshua, son of Nun, and Caleb, son of Jephunneh, who were among these who had explored the land, they tore their clothes and said to the entire Israelite assembly, "The land we passed through and explored is exceedingly good. If the Lord is pleased with us, he will lead us into the land, a land flowing with milk and honey. And he will give it to us. Only do not rebel against the Lord, and do not be afraid of the people of the land, because we will swallow them up, and their protection is gone. But the Lord is with us. Do not be afraid of them." But the whole assembly talked about stoning them. Then the glory of the Lord appeared at the tent of meeting to all the Israelites. The Lord said to Moses, "How long will these people treat me with contempt? And how long will they refuse to believe in me? In spite of all the miraculous signs I have performed among them." Ooh, I should just stop there and preach for a while, but I'm going to keep reading. "I will strike them down with a plague and destroy them, but I will make you into a nation greater and stronger than them." And Moses said to the Lord, "Then the Egyptians will hear about it by your power, and brought their people up from among them. And they will tell the inhabitants of this land about it. And they have already heard that you, O Lord, are with these people, and that you, O Lord, have been seen face to face with your cloud." I mean, that your cloud stays over them. "And that you go before them in a pillar of cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night. And if you put these people to death all at one time, then the nations who have heard this report about you will say, 'The Lord was not able to bring these people into the land he promised them on oath that he slaughtered them in the desert.' Now may the Lord's strength be displayed, just as you have declared. And the Lord is slow to anger, abounding in love, and forgiving sin and rebellion. Yet he does not leave the guilty unpunished. He punishes the children for the sin of the fathers by the third and fourth generation. In accordance with your great love, forgive the sin of these people, just as you have pardoned them from the time they left Egypt until now." The Lord replied, "I have forgiven them, as you asked. Nevertheless, as surely as I live, and as surely as the glory of the Lord fills the whole earth, not one of the men who saw my glory and the miraculous signs I performed in Egypt and in the desert but who disobeyed me and tested me 10 times, not one of them will ever see the land I promised on oath to their forefathers. No one who has treated me with contempt will ever see it. But because my servant Caleb has a different spirit, and he follows me wholeheartedly, I will bring him into the land he went to, and his descendants will inherit it, since the Amalekites and Canaanites are living in the valleys. Turn back tomorrow and set out toward the desert along the route to the Red Sea. The Lord said to Moses and Aaron, how long will this wicked community grumble against me? I have heard the complaints of their grumbling, of these grumbling Israelites. So tell them, for surely as I live, declares the Lord, I will do to you the very things I heard you say. In this desert, your bodies will fall in one of you 20 years old or more, who was counted in the census and who has grumbled against me. Not one of you will enter the land I swore with uplifted hand to make your home, except Caleb, son of Jephthah, and Joshua, son of Nun. As for your children that you said would be taken as plunder, I will bring them in to enjoy the land you have rejected. But you, your bodies, will fall in this desert. Your children will be shepherds here for 40 years, suffering for your unfaithfulness until the last of your bodies lies in the desert. And for 40 years, year, for each of the 40 days that you explored the land, and you will suffer for your sins, and know that what it is like to have me against you. I, the Lord, have spoken, and I will surely do these things to this whole wicked community which has banded together against me. They will meet their end in this desert. Here they will die. So the men Moses had sent to explore the land, who returned and made the whole community grumble against him by spreading a bad report about it. These men responsible spreading the bad report about the land were struck down and died of a plague before the Lord. But the men who went to explore the land, only Joshua son of Nun and Caleb son of Jephunneh survived. And when Moses reported this to all the Israelites, they mourned bitterly. Early the next morning, they set out toward the high hill country. "We have sinned," they said. "We will go up to the place the Lord promised." I'm sorry for laughing, but just wow. The blatant disrespect for God. Oh, but Moses said, "Why are you disobeying the Lord's command? This will not succeed. Do not go up, because the Lord is not with you. You will be defeated by your enemies. For the Amalekites and Canaanites will face you there, because you have I'm very sorry, folks, about what happened. I did not hit that button. Something happened. But I'm going to get back to where I was. The Amalekites and Canaanites, because you have turned away from the Lord. He will not be with you, and you will fall by the sword. Nevertheless, and there, presumption, they went up toward the high hill country, though neither Moses nor the Ark of the Lord's Covenant moved from the camp. Then the Amalekites and the Canaanites who lived in the hill country, they came, sure enough, they came down and they attacked them. And they beat them down all the way to Ormah. Wow. 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 So they basically rebelled against God. They kept complaining. They kept saying, "If only we were back in Egypt." They kept doubting God. Oh, and then when they heard that they couldn't go to land to the land of Egypt, they tried to go up anyway. Oh, but they got attacked. They got attacked. They got attacked. You know why they got attacked? They got attacked because Jesus wasn't alive yet, but the Lord was not with them. Figure that out, buddy. The Lord was not with them. Man, you gotta do something really bad for the Lord to be removed from you. Well, they doubted God. They doubted the miracles he did. Completely doubted. You know, we have people in the body of Christ who claim to be Christian and what have you, but they doubt God. They doubt Jesus. Or some will might possibly try to set deadlines with God and say, if I don't have my miracle by next year, I give up. They just might say something like, you know, like they want to rush God. Some people want to rush God, you know, thinking, you know, that if he's not going to do it, if the healing isn't done, for example, by the certain time, if the finances aren't in by a certain time, if whatever it may be, if the baby's not here by a certain time, if I'm not called, if I don't receive my ordination into the ministry by a certain time, if I don't get reassigned at work into this other position that I've asked God to allow me to have, and the boss, and I know the boss wants me to have it, and if I don't have it by a certain time, then what's the point of even serving God anymore? Can't put time limits on God. Can't doubt him either. And we can't doubt God. We cannot just not believe him. Even after we've seen him do miracles. Hey. And by the way, some of the miracles that I've told you about that have happened in my life. For example, I had surgeries. Yes, I had those surgeries too, but I had seizures when I was like a year old until I was like two or three. And I don't remember having them, but my mom says I have them. My mom told me when I was like six or so, maybe even five, that I had them. She believed God, her and Dr. Barclay and other people in the church, they believed God for me. And I was very little. Guess what? Do you think I have seizures now? I haven't had any since I was healed of it. I've had none. People stood up for me. But in our own lives, what if it was later? What if I was having them right now? Oh, I would totally be going before God right now. And I'd be saying, I believe in you. I've read your Bible. I've heard about your books. I've heard about your miracles that you've done. I know you're the way maker. I know you're the healer. I claim in the name of Jesus, I call my body healed in the name of Jesus. I'm faithful to you. I obey your word. I do what I've been called by you. I'm a good Christian man, a good example. Now, I just ask you to just call my body healed in the name of Jesus. That's a believer of God. That's a believer. That's a believer. That doesn't sound like someone who doubts God. So, these people suffered a very serious disorder, these Israelites, and I would call it severe doubt syndrome. Symptoms of that include not believing what God said. And disobedience. Yet, they had a very bad case of it. They had a very bad case of doubt syndrome, not believing God, not believing Moses and Aaron, not obeying. Joshua and Caleb were the only ones who got to see that promise, ended up getting to go to the promised land, and they had to stay in that desert for 40 years as their punishment. Because God told them something to do. They didn't do it. And so they had to suffer the consequences. And we all suffer the consequences of our actions. For example, if I, we'll say, a friend of mine goes home, we'll say he comes to my house, we'll just say I'm sitting outside, we'll just say I'm sitting on the grass. And then we'll just say a neighbor kid is just looking around. Somehow he's in my yard. But we'll just say that he's over there. He's doing that. And he's told by his parents, come over here. Come over here. Get back over here right now. We'll say my friend's not paying attention. And then we'll say the friend hurts the kid. And he gets really bad. Depending on how serious it is, he can be held, he'll be held responsible for that. And the penalties can be as serious based on how bad the injuries are and what have you. So that's an example. You pay an account. You suffer the consequences of your actions because they didn't obey. And the 40 years they had to spend in the desert was to represent the 40 days that Joshua and Caleb and then those other 10 who were who didn't believe God, who gave the bad report, who didn't do exactly what God told them. That's why they had to spend the 40 years in the desert. And so, let's work on this. Now, Lord, sorry about that. Now, Lord, I thank you, Lord, for this message tonight that we learned. Help us, Lord God, to believe in you, to believe your word, to believe you when you talk to us. Those of us who can hear you speak. Thank you, Lord, that if we can hear your voice, I pray that we would be able to obey and be able to obey right away, not delayed obedience, but that we would obey, and that we would also believe in you, trust in you, trust your word, Lord. Trust what you have told us to do, as you, Lord, know what's best. And I give you praise and honor and glory for the word tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, it is another very warm night outside, so for sports update, I figured I would start with Tigers baseball first. The Tigers game last night was in a great pitcher's duel for like a good 7-8 innings. Then Tampa Bay scores a couple of runs, 3 in fact. Detroit comes up to bat in the bottom of the ninth. They score 2 runs, but then that 2 runs turned out to be too little, too late, as the Tigers lost to the Tampa Bay Rays by a score of 3-2. Pitcher last night did a great job. He went for a good 7 innings, giving up no runs on like 3 hits. And quality starts are great, but doesn't help if you're not scoring. If your batters aren't scoring any runs for you in those innings. So, 3-2, Tigers lose. Now, update on Daniel Norris. Daniel Norris, pitcher for the Tigers. He is going to have a procedure to deal with these spasms that have been found and to help get that corrected. So he is essentially going to be on the 60-day disabled list. And chances are that's going to be before he can even start really getting back to pitching again. I think it could be mid-July before he's back. So, we might have to sign somebody. Or we may have to dig from Toledo. AAA Toledo. And have to get somebody from there to fill a spot. I know he'll get better. He's generally been a good pitcher for us. And hopefully he can come back, he can get to his old form, and he can do well for us again. and the Tigers are playing live tonight in Tampa Bay, no, in Detroit. The game started at 7:10. You can listen to it right now on AM 790 WSGW, as well as on 104.9 WQBX here in the local area. In other areas, check your local listings. And Josh, what's the score right now, Tigers Rays? They are in the top of the third in Detroit, so the Rays are batting, and it is tied at 0-0 right now, so it looks like another good pitcher's duel. Now, NFL. Lions drafted 4 offensive players, including a good running back, and 2 defensive players. I thought I'd give a quick insight. I figured before we close, I'd give a quick insight into why I think they did this. Well, the Lions were great at throwing the ball last year. Stafford didn't throw so many interceptions last year. He did pretty good at that. But they were terrible at running the football last year. Terrible. Terrible. They also weren't great at stopping the run. But, okay. Hello, hey, Preacher Man.
Hey.
Hello.
Are you there?
Yes, I am, Preacher Man.
Hey, you didn't have to stop talking about sports just to talk to me, man. Keep going. Talk to me when you're done.
I know, but I was just acknowledging you, but
Thank you. Now the Lions,
they were terrible at running the football. They were the worst team in the league at it, and they were struggling a bit at that. They got a good running back now. I mean, decent, at least they can always get another good backup one, at least somehow. But I do think that they deserve a B grade overall in their draft. I wish they could have also gotten a good tight end guy, as tight end is an important position. I really do think they're trying to get that defense built up too, so that they can be a bit better. I applaud the work that the GM's doing and Matt Patricia. I think it's going to be a decent year for us. Now, what about winning the division? I'm not going to talk about whether we'll win the division or not until like August or something. And so with that, I hope everyone had a great show, enjoyed the show. And until tomorrow.
Hey, don't forget me. I wanted to talk to you.
Yes, Preacher Man. Go ahead and talk to me. So, hey, Preacher
Man. Hey, man. I haven't heard you in a long time. I haven't been able to get my schedule to work out. But today it did. And so I just wanted to say hello, and I'm proud of you. What number are you on?
I'm well over 130 now. I should be. Because
come on.
I'm still doing it. All three times and that, and so I should be at over 130.
That's awesome to hear, man. I'm so proud of you, Rivers. Mr. Miracle Man, you're doing a great job of the show. And you know what? Here you are. I haven't been able to be with you now for a couple months, and you're still just going right along. That's awesome. That means you got a good team, you got a good crew, people helping you.
And I'm just and I'm just going along with the flow. I feel like God's using me.
He is using you, man. And the thing about radio is he uses you in ways that you'll never know, because it's impossible to know all the people that you're actually touching. But you know what? The most important thing is you keep yourself going, and you just do what it takes to make it happen, and you watch what God does. He's always using you. Even if, think about this, Miracle Man. What if you never hear about anybody that you've blessed on the radio, but you bless about 25 people in McDonald's? And only heaven will ever know, who all you touch. The only heaven. Can I tell you a story from up here where I'm at?
Go ahead.
Well, I was sitting here in my truck one night, loading up, and the Holy Spirit said to me, go pray for the guy next to you. And I said, okay. And then my load got finished, and I got distracted, and the guy left. And I'm like, that ain't no good. I don't like that. And I said, bring him back across my path, Lord. And, of course, we're loading at the same place all the time, so... Well, I'll see him again. And when I found him and I prayed for him, because we listened to the Holy Spirit, he was he's a man from Africa. And he has a son that's still in Africa. And he's trying to get his son here to America. And he's having all kinds of trouble. And when I prayed for him, he's like, wow, that's exactly what we needed to have happen, is all of that to come together, just like you just prayed. And I didn't know. I just was listening to the Holy Spirit, getting ready to help the next person I could, you know. And you just never know who it is that's connected to you, that's listening to you. And, you know, I talked to an old man, an old preacher. He was from Flint. I talked to him at TCT one day. See if I can get his name. Yeah. He's a cool guy, too. Cool guy. He was a Muslim, and they sent him over to beat the preacher up, and when he got to the preacher's house, the preacher got him saved.
Yeah.
Anyways, but he told me, he said, man, I was on radio once. I'm like, yeah? He said, I never heard from anybody. I'm like, really? He goes, no, never heard from anybody. But he said, the day I closed the radio station, or my radio program down, he said, for 6 years, people said, where are you, preacher? I miss you on the radio. And he had no idea he was touching that many people. So, brother, you're touching people. You're doing a good job. Keep up the good work. I'm really proud of you. I'm glad to have you on the Blog Talk Radio channel. And let's just keep asking Jesus. Everybody that's listening, pray this prayer with me. Jesus, this show is yours. It's not the Miracle Man. This show is yours. Bring across the Miracle Man's path all the people that need to be touched by this show, and touched by the word, and love sports. Bless them, Jesus, and bring them to them. Bless the Miracle Man. Bless him with strength, and bless him with healing. We declare this healing manifest now in the mighty name of Jesus. And not only does he have the sight he has, but he has all the rest of it. And he goes around this world preaching the gospel like you've told him to do. I speak this in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. I love you, brother.
Love you, too. And
thanks for praying for me.
You're so welcome. Folks, now, folks, that was powerful words from Mr. Preacher Man, and he is so right. And those of you who are listening who may be in a certain place, maybe you may never know how many people you touch by what you do. You may never know. Only in heaven. And I'm sure when I get there, I'm going to get a huge reward. And so, with that, folks, until tomorrow night, I really hope you all enjoyed the show tonight. And so, folks, until tomorrow night, God first, God always. Sorry. Until tomorrow night, God first, God always. So long, everybody, and I will see you all tomorrow night.